Star. Jen Dingora is here with me from Shanghai Lowe's, and we'll be on with her in about 10 minutes. I'm going to play a few tunes first, but once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. This is a band, local band called Continental, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Peace.
Girl that
All right, that was Kid Gulliver, their new single, Kiss and Tell. And I started this with Continental, a song called State of Maine. Continental, a Rick Barton's band. Rick Barton, of course, started out in the one of my favorite local bands of all time, the Outlets. He was in the Dropkick Murphys, a bunch of other bands. His latest project has been Continental. His son is in that band with him, Steven. And that's going to be on Rumbar Records. The CD is going to be called Hello. As I said, he played State of Maine off it. I'm going to play one more by the Dogmatics, and then we'll be back up with Jen Dengora. Dogmatics, here's a new one. Was a Dogmatics with Drop That Needle here with Jen Dengora. Thanks for coming on, because I know that this you don't do a ton of this stuff, but I used to always see you, and I'd always tell you I loved all your bands, the Dents, the Downbeat, Jenny D and the Delinquents. But now we're talking about Shanghai Lows.
Yes.
And so I mean, I know how it kind of began, but for those who don't, how this band start?
Well, I've been friends with Dan for a while. Loved Watts, and we would see, you know, each other at the Abbey and various clubs, and he asked me to do one of his Clash nights, and they were doing London Calling, and so I was a guest singer, and I loved it, and I thought I bombed wicked bad, and he asked me if I was interested, or did I ask him, or did he ask me? I don't know, but we asked each other, you know, what we had going on, and would we like to write together? We both said, yeah. And so I went over his house with my songs, and he had songs, and, you know, we wrote together, sang together, and we're like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and so initially it was you and Dan, and you wanted to see if there was anything there, and you kind of right away were like, yeah, we kind of got something here that we might be able to work with.
Yeah, and you never know, like, when you're in it.
Yeah.
But it felt really good, you know. And so we're like, all right, yeah, let's make it a thing. And so we started talking about who else we were going to get in the band. And Chuck was one of the first names. that that we came up with. We assumed he was too busy.
Right.
And he, I mean,
I think he's in. I think he's in five bands. I think.
Yeah.
Drums up.
But he's so good,
right.
And he's the right fit, and he's such a good drummer. And when we were talking about bass players, I didn't want to torture Ed because he's also in a million things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's tough to be in a band with, you know,
yeah,
somebody you know that well.
Yeah, and you had done that for a bit.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so Dan suggested Lee Harrington, and I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And Dan asked him, and he said, yeah. And so there we are.
Did you just know Lee in passing, obviously from the neighborhoods, but did you know Lee to, like, go up and talk to him prior to this? Or so were you like, I don't know if we can get him, or was it like...
Yeah, no, not... We weren't super close or anything, but we knew each other.
Yeah, exactly, because you're in the same circle and all that stuff. Right. So you and Dan, who does the... I imagine you bounce it back and forth. Who does the songwriting, the lyrics, the music, the...
Yep, some are together. Some he brings in. Some I bring in, but then everybody adds their own little thing, you know?
Yeah. And I got to add, when people come in with band names, I have to ask, how'd you come up with a name?
It was so hard. We tossed around so many names. And Dan's he's a creative machine. Like, he just does all the things.
Yeah.
You think about it, you know, and he does it. He's designed artwork for us. And when we were tossing around names, he came up with all of these different combinations of names, and I would throw one in, and it would be completely ridiculous. And he would be very patient with my suggestions. And then I think he actually came up with this one. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
You were kind of like, I'm going to give this to you. Whatever it works for me.
Yeah.
And so was it always Shanghai Lows? Was it just Shang's? You just went Shanghai Lows. That's what we're going with.
Yeah, Shanghai Lows. Yeah, we call it. You know,
I refer to you guys as the Shangs a lot. I'll say the Shang. Yeah, but it's and the Shanghai Lows. I think it's kind of cool the sound you guys have because you're pretty mixed up with your musical sounds with the dance, the downbeat, the Jenny Dean. There's punk, there's rock, there's the '60s girl group thing. And it seems like the Shangs, it's kind of an amalgam of all that stuff. It all kind of came together there.
Yeah.
Seems like.
It's like we took our collective pop rock loves, you know, and kind of mushed them together.
Yeah.
And to me, it sounds very Cheap Tricky. And a lot of people hear Blondie. And you can hear what
you can hear a lot of stuff.
Depending
on what song, you can hear like four different songs, bands of that. Yeah.
Yeah, or the Shangri-Las.
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
The band name is definitely.
You think? Homage. Was that part of it? Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, all right. There it is. There's the when you were growing up, did you always like all different kinds of music? Or?
Yes. Yep. All kinds. Like rock, outlaw country, classical. Disco.
So it was a big melting pot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was young, I was kind of locked in. And then with age, the umbrella gets a little bigger. Because when I was like, I don't know, a teenager, I was probably just locked into like rock and punk.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it's almost like not cool to like anything else.
Yeah.
But then, you get older, like but you don't let anyone know about that. Neil Diamond. I love Neil Diamond. I'm not going to tell people at 18 that I like Neil Diamond.
Exactly.
So,
I love Neil Diamond.
I've seen him like four times.
So much in common.
I love Neil Diamond.
I love.
He's Robert struggling Shai. Now. I think Neil's in rough shape.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. As we segue into a Neil Diamond. Yeah, I think he has either Parkinson's or.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He's scuffling. But yeah, I love his stuff. But
my favorite song is I Am, I Said.
Yeah. Not even the chair.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Not even the chair.
Yeah, he's great. Like, and he's another example of, like, the hits are they're good songs too, but Sweet Caroline ain't cracking my top 20 with them. You know, but that's with a lot of bands like that.
Yeah.
You have to do the, because if you really like a band, you listen to their entire works and you say, oh, there's a lot of great stuff aside from what you're hearing on the radio. All right, I'm gonna play some stuff from Aces, Ace, and Heartbreaks, which we're here to. I didn't even mention that yet. That's the name of the. See what happens.
That's the record.
That's the CD. That's the record. I'm going to talk about the show, obviously, this Friday night. But I'm going to play a couple songs. We'll talk a bit about those songs, and we'll be back after a couple. This first song I'm going to play, I got to give Billy a spin. So this is Billy.
Watch your hearts be gone.
That was Aces, Eights, and Heartbreaks off the CD by the same name. And that's what we're here to basically talk about with Jen Dangora from the Shanghai Lows. And so we have a show this Friday night.
Yes.
Why don't you tell me a little about that?
It's at Faces, and we're playing with the Chelsea Curve and the Dogmatics. And yeah, what else do you want to know?
It's a great, we were talking off here, you haven't been there, but it's a great venue.
Oh,
it's a record release. Yeah,
yeah,
record release.
Gonna collab with me, but
record release, yeah.
Yeah, it's our record release.
And so that was, we started with Billy, which is the coolest song in the world on Little Steven. That must be neat, huh?
Yes, yep. It's always a shock when that happens, you know, like it happened to the Downbeat Five, and you know, that we were floored when it happened back then, you know,
yeah.
And so the Shanghai Lows have been lucky. This is our second coolest song, and I mean, it's just, you know, stuff like that doesn't happen every day, so I'm grateful.
Yeah, well, it's a great song. How was the who brought that song to the table, so to speak?
Billy?
Yeah.
That's all Dan. Yep, that is Dan's mastermind, creative genius. Yep, he brought that in, and I immediately fell in love. It's fun to sing, it's fun to listen to, you know, it's fun to play.
Fun video.
Yep, wicked fun video. Harry McCoy, Tim McCoy's brother, did that.
And Aces, Eights, and Heartbreaks, that I think that's one of the better harmonizations you guys do on the record.
Yeah, Dan's fun to sing with.
Yeah. Yeah, you have similar voices, I think, but, you know, they really match each other well.
Yeah, it's neat. I mean, a lot of people say that, and, you know, had we known, you know.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm gonna play two that they're probably my favorite tracks on the CD, and just on my take on it. And a lot of times people, when they write a song, and someone, it resonates with someone, and it might have nothing to do with what the person's actually intending it to do, but it just works for them. And on this next song I'm going to play, the line is, we were young but didn't belong, and we'll talk about it after. But for me, that resonated a lot with me. I like the energy of the song, but I'm going to play it now, and I'm going to play a couple, and we'll get back and talk a bit more about the band. Here we go. This is Plymouth Rock.
Short road. to go back to when I was running in the sun with others like me, singing out loud with others like me. All I have to cover me are these four walls and prisoners like me. Prisoners like me.
Ooh, I cut that like 3 seconds short. I screwed you. I know. That's what happens when you get me running the board. Played These Four Walls and Plymouth Rock, both again off of Aces, Eights, and Heartbreaks. And before we went to the songs, I was telling Jen that Plymouth Rock, to me anyway, is a bit of when I was in school when I was young. Not that I felt I didn't belong, but I didn't really felt like I fit in a particular click a group, for lack of a better word, as in, you know, I didn't really play sports. I wasn't a big drug guy. So I had friends, but, and I was cool with it. It was like, it didn't bother me, but I was, you know, didn't really feel like I fit in as well. And I love songs like that that express that of people trying to fit in, or what, for lack of a better word. And so I asked you if what your intent of that song was.
Yeah, so that's about growing up in Plymouth on the South Shore. And I first thought about that song because I was thinking about how there are so many cool musicians who have come out of, like, Plymouth and the South Shore, Dogmatics, you know, Paul Delano and Hmong and John Kozik and just all kinds of really cool people. And, you know, people that I was a fan of back then in school, and I still am now, you know. And I, you know, so that I started really thinking about that and how, like, we were all kind of outcasts in Plymouth Carver High School, you know. And we would, my friends Kim and Kim, we would skip school and go up to all ages shows, you know, and I don't know, maybe those were on Saturdays, it's been a while, but we would skip school anyway, but we would drive up to Boston in my friend Kim's really crappy station wagon with 40 ounces, you know, and go to the Rat, and it was a blast.
Yeah, and Four Walls, is that, and Plymouth Rock, I've never been to Plymouth Rock, but I guess the rock itself is a bit of a sham, is it?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. There's not much to the rock.
No, that's what, you know, some of the lines are about. Like, they cement it over every year, so it looks real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Four Walls, is that a similar theme song?
That is, no, That's about the kids in cages.
Oh, yeah. That's a deep one.
Yeah, that is, because all I can think about when I think about that is, oh my God, what if I was separated from my daughter, you know? And I couldn't even fathom that. And every time I thought about it, my heart would just break in a million pieces. So that's what that song's about.
Wow, yeah. It's a great song.
Thank you.
Now that I know what it's about, that's something. So, yeah, I don't know if you want to add anything else.
Oh, I do. I want to add one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I think they're listening. I want to shout out to the second shift at Tufts Facilities. And those are my guys, so just want to say hey.
That's your new gig. How long have you been at that?
I've been in Medford, God, almost a couple of years now. Yeah, I think. Has it been that long? Maybe it's been 1 year. I don't know.
I'm going to play one by the Chelsea Curve, who Chelsea Curve are on the bill. They're a great band, so I'm going to play one by Chelsea Curve, and I might sneak another one off of Aces, Eights, and Heartbreaks. Now, I asked you off here, too. Vinyl is a potential, but we'll see, right?
Yeah. For this. It would be fun. It's pricey these days, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. I am going to... thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. And, I love your show. I love you as a person.
Thanks.
So thanks for having me.
And do you want to plug your store?
Oh, no. We won't do that.
We'll leave that for later. All right. Thanks again, Jen. I appreciate that. But I'm going to play Chelsea Curve right now, because they're also going to be there Friday night, along with the Dogmatics and great bands. Not to be missed, Bill, for sure. Here at the Chelsea Curve.
Anything you can read about, anything you can dream about, anything.
right, WMFO in Medford. Once again, I want to thank Jen Dangora for coming in. Just played Shanghai Lowe's Takes One to Know One, and before that, the Chelsea Curve with All in Time. All those bands, the Chelsea Curve, Shanghai Lowe's, and the Dogmatics, who I played earlier, will be at Faces in Malden this Friday night. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I'm going to play a new one now by Little Billy Lost.
I'm not afraid to
We just played the Rupert Selection. The song was called Then Again, their newest single. Also a new single from Little Billy Lost, Wash Your Sins Away. And I don't know if I mentioned earlier, we played the Chelsea Curve, All in Time. And last Shanghai Lowe's song was Takes One to Know One. It's 848 WMFO in Medford. New stuff by the Muzzins right now. Here we go. This is new stuff by the Muzzins.
Yeah.
you want someone to worship you. I see you loving to watch me risk it all. You think you're always right, but you love watching me try. Proving you wrong.
That was Torres with a song called Thirstier off a release by the same name. And before that, the Muzzins with their brand new single, Send It Back. WMFO in Medford. I'm listening to Rising with Skybar. Get out of here with a quick one by the Raging Teens. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
I tower like a pretty baby, don't you never, never change your way. You wear those dresses, you look so sweet. You make me feel hotter than Louisiana heat. That's how I like it. That's how I like it.